and welcome to the Snowy's Camping Show with Ben and Lauren. How are you, Ben?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. So if you're watching us on YouTube, you'll see I have a iced latte instead of a drink bottle today.
We did a coffee run
just before.
Well, we were supposed to be recording about an hour ago and then we went, no, we can't do this without caffeine.
Caffeine and caffeinated beverages. Yep. And it's raining here in Adelaide today, which is quite nice because it's been absolutely stinking hot for days.
Which has been nice because like that stinking hot run has come after summer. We're in autumn now and then we get our heat wave, which is quite nice, but it's good to get a bit of water in the garden that's not coming from my hose.
But I was just, you'll probably think I'm bougie as when you see me drinking my iced latte.
Dirty decaf iced latte.
I didn't even know they were a thing. And then I saw somebody walking out of the coffee shop one day with one and I was like, what is that? And then they were just like, it's an iced latte. It's just like a latte with ice in it. And I was like, revolutionary.
Isn't it dirty chai something?
Yeah, it is a dirty chai.
It's quite embarrassing.
But we don't need to go further into that.
It's quite embarrassing ordering your coffee.
Says you.
Our old coffee guy over there, Keswick, went, oh, is that Lauren's coffee?
It's not that tricky. At least I drink cow's milk, Mr. Soy Flat White.
It's my stomach that's making those decisions for me. Don't pick on me for the things I can't help. Anyway,
we're talking about
personal. We're talking about showers.
We're talking about showers. So if you accidentally drink a milk latte, you can go and have a shower.
Getting a bit out of control.
Before we get into today's topic, don't forget to subscribe wherever you're listening to your podcast, and also jump online to our Facebook group, Snowy's Camping Banter, and join in the conversation that's happening there. So, yes, I mentioned showers. Now, this was a question that was asked in our Q&A shout out from way back, and there were a few questions there which I thought, oh, you know, this could actually probably be an episode because we haven't done an episode on that. So, obviously, if you're someone who's camping and you go to caravan parks, or there are some campgrounds that have existing showers, but a lot of people don't want to do that. So, what's your next best option?
I think there's a lot of people think when they go camping, you don't shower and you get all dirty as well, which there is an element of that, particularly if you go rather remote, but it doesn't have to be that way. You can have a wash and feel clean. And I like to try and keep my tent and sleeping area relatively free of grime and dirt, particularly if you're on a longer trip. So there are certainly really easy ways that you can stay clean.
I'm sort of the same in that I wouldn't necessarily, you know, if I was going away for 1 to 2 nights, I might not, I'd have a shower before I go, shower as soon as I get back. I might not bother, just a palm wash or something in between.
Yeah.
But anything longer than that, I think, especially sort of winter camping, it can just feel so nice to have just a hot bush shower.
There's just something really soothing and cathartic
about it.
And if you I guess there's only a few people who will be remote enough, but to be remote enough to know no one's going to see me, so I can just stand here with a bucket.
Correct.
And a towel and a bit of woodness wash.
That's how I do it.
In the open.
It's the best.
And have a wash and the water just, you know, soaks into the ground and you're dry and it does feel very refreshing.
Yeah.
So don't diss it until you've tried it because it's pretty special.
Correct.
But that's not for everyone.
No.
Even in the remote locations, and there are plenty of other ways that you can do it. Caravan parks, certainly, I think combining caravan park with sort of not sharing, maybe a day or two, no showers, stay in a caravan park, have a good wash of everything, wash your clothes and stuff if you want while you're there, and then go back out. That's how when we did a longer trip, that's how we functioned.
Yep.
But there were times when we were in particularly hot and, you know, like sort of 35 degree, 80% humidity environments where you just want to have a shower.
Yeah.
Because you have sweated all day, you're loaded with sun cream and you just want to have a wash.
Gross.
And that's where some of these options here come into play. So starting with, I guess, the traditional shower bags or buckets.
Yeah. I just want to preface this. I've tried all of them.
Yep.
Actively in a camping setup. Have you tried all the different options?
Well, no. I either go the campground or really, really simple out of a bucket.
Okay, so you've never really actively used a shower?
No, probably because it's too complex. In my lightweight nature, I think for the 12-volt options and the gas options that we'll cover on shortly, I've got to think about powering those, the cords, the cables, the pump, the bucket that I need and all those sort of things. And for me, as I mentioned before, I'm quite happy to stand there and have a shower in the open without sort of any concern of people around me.
Yeah, same.
Well, there were no, there's no one around me.
Yeah.
So adding like the whole setup of a 12-volt or gas shower is a bit of mucking around when I can just put water in a bucket and wash myself. So I mean, I have, don't get me wrong, I've used them heaps in the shop demonstrations and we've done videos on a lot of these things. So I know how they work, but for me, it's not worth mucking around.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, the shower bag bucket type options, there's a couple of different ones. I think most of them vary between 10 and 20 litres. I think 20 litres is sort of the most common. So you can get them either plastic or fabric. Then when I say fabric, I mean like a canvas. Mm-hmm. The plastic ones tend to be ones that you can heat. So you can get ones like I've tried these as well. They're like a 20 litre. They're plastic. One side is black.
It's like a water bladder.
Like a giant big water bladder with like a rigid bar across the top and a handle, and it's got like a hose that you can hang off it. Now, these can be handy for two reasons. One, you can use them straight as they are as a shower because, as I said, you've got the little shower nozzle and a hose that comes off them. Mm-hmm. But we also have a couple because they can be a really great way to just solar heat water over the course of the day that you then might want to put into a bucket or something else for your dishes or shower. Because even if you are wanting to, or even if you do need to heat up your water for your shower, if you're using gas, having to boil water or heat water from cold uses a lot of gas. Yeah. Whereas if you've raised that water temperature to somewhere in the 20s, finishing off, you know, boiling up or just chucking that in a bucket and boiling even just 1 litre to add in is really great. So they can roll up really nice and compact, smaller than a pack of socks. Like sometimes it can be really handy to have them in.
And big price range too. You can get really basic plastic ones for probably sub $50. I'm thinking they're probably $20, $30. Mm-hmm. They do the job. And then Acida Summit have got their water cell, which is a water bladder, but that has a little shower attachment too. Yeah. And they've got a 20 litre version of that as well. So
we've actually got both of those versions.
Okay.
And I feel like the Acida Summit ones are black all over. Mm-hmm. And the cheaper ones that we've got, I think we actually just got ours from Kmart, who are quite larger. They are only black on one side. I feel like the Acida Summit one did do a better job in terms of heating it up. And it's a lot more robust and heavy duty. And it's got lots of considerations in terms of carrying it and straps for suspending it. And it's just a lot easier to handle because obviously Acida Summit do consider that sort of stuff. Mm. And 20 litres of water is a significant amount, whereas something like, you know, that Kmart shower bag made of that, I don't know what the plastic is. It's like stretchy. It can stretch like when it gets hot.
It's a poly
some sort. I don't know.
Polyethylene or
It's just a little bit more susceptible to punctures and it's harder to handle when it's heavy. But again, the price difference between the two is huge.
Yep.
So, you know, that's got to be a consideration.
You can also just use a bucket, I suppose, if you want to put holes in it. And that reminds me of, I have actually had a bucket shower before, but it was in a setup at a campsite, a place called Camp Cuddly. Have you been there to Camp Cuddly? No, it's in South Australia.
You're right.
But they built all their own stuff and they've got 12-volt heated water. So you got to work a bit for the shower, but it's an awesome setup.
Yeah.
Just a wooden raised shower sort of amenities.
Yep.
And you grab the bucket, fill it up with a hot water tap, fill the bucket in the shower, hoik it up to the top, and then remember, I'm trying to think how you turn it on.
Was it like a canvas bucket?
No, it was just a hard bucket.
Yeah, right.
And you filled it and you sort of hoiked it up and then they just had a big irrigation tap. So you just turned that on and had a shower and all the water just went down underneath. There's a lot of bees and stuff around because of the water, but it's quite refreshing. So that's like these, but it's just same concept, but it's just a bucket with holes at the bottom.
When I was growing up and for some of my adult life, we had a canvas bucket one. So it was good because it was collapsible and it was around about 15 litres, I think. And it just had one of those old galv shower heads underneath just twisted it. Yep. To let the water out. But similar sort of thing, you have the rope and you pull it up. But again, that requires you to have some sort of water heating component.
Yeah.
I think growing up though, when we would go away for, you know, a week out in the middle of the bush, we'd have, I've talked about it before if you've listened to the podcast in the past, we'd have like that rolling fire going, yep. and part of that would have like a 44-gallon drum with a lid on it, and it would just have water in it all the time. We'd yep. top it up from the river or something.
Yep.
So all you'd need to do is just ladle out your permanent hot water. Into a bucket and then fill up your canvas shower bucket yep. and away you'd go. And it was just, it was heaven. So
I guess you could make a more compact bucket setup if you were willing to drill holes in the bottom of a collapsible
yeah,
silicone
definitely.
Bucket.
Yeah, you could.
Or rig a shower
yeah.
nozzle up underneath there.
There'd be yeah. so many cool little DIY things for that. Yep. I guess the other consideration, I haven't mentioned it, but if these sorts of things can be quite economical and very compact in terms of space saving. But the downside is, of course, you need to heat your own water mm-hmm. and they can be very heavy. Mm. So you're suspending 10 to 20 kilos. Most shower tents won't be able to support that.
Yep.
And then also when you think about it, you know, if the bag is 40, 50 centimeters long,
yep.
you've got the hanging point and then the shower head yeah. is 50 centimeters below that.
Yep.
So it's not going to be above you for a lot of people. So unless
you have a sit down shower.
yeah. Unless you've, you know, got branches or something rigid and strong that you can haul it up and it's high enough.
Yep.
They're just things to consider.
Yep. We haven't covered, well, the bucket shower doesn't have to be suspended, by the way. My version of bucket shower is water in the bucket and
a face washer, pom wash.
Mm-hmm. It's like my version in, I think we're in Karajini or somewhere particularly remote, Bungle, is where it yep. was. No one was there because we were in there in like, as no one goes in the heat of summer, we went there when no one else does because
yeah.
there's no one else around, right? Massive campsite with hundreds of sites and it was just us. So just did a shower in the open, just put Austra Ultra Mesh tarp down, bucket in front of us
yep.
and just had a wash like that. Mm. And it was really humid. So there's no point drying yourself because you yeah. started sweating straight away anyway, but you freshened up. So,
nice.
So that's a really simple way to wash. But moving on to the slightly more complex, still simple 12-volt options.
This is the one that I roll with.
Mm-hmm.
After trying a bunch of different things, only because it's just so simple and compact.
And these work with the shower tents.
It works. You can use them for shower tents. You can like on the side of the van, just like a suction cap with a hook mm-hmm. and you can hook it over that. Like there's just so many different ways. They're light. They're not heavy. They pack really small.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, you just plug them into a 12-volt outlet. You've got like a small pump on one end, you know, a bit smaller than your fist. That runs a hose to a switch, the switch is obviously on your power cable, but that yep. runs the hose up to your shower head.
Yep.
And out comes your hot water. And yep. some of them have like variable, you know, the rows you can change yep. how the water comes out or whatever. And there's a little switch on the shower head that you can stop the water coming out if you want to,
yep.
if you can't reach the pump thing.
So these are the classic one of these is a companion.
Yeah.
It used to be Primus and its companion is blue and white. It's been updated recently. I had a look yeah. and thought it's been updated and they used to be pretty finicky, but I think they've gotten much better nowadays, particularly with the pump.
I think so. It's funny because some people say, oh, you know, I've tried this after two goes and it doesn't work. Well, we've had ours for years and yeah. it gets a hammering. And I think it probably might just be a bit hit and miss, you know, and because they're quite affordable, like I think they're only $30 or yeah. something, because they're quite affordable, thousands of them would be sold. So I guess statistically you might hear of the occasional one going bung because statistically.
Yeah, we sell so many.
You
yeah.
sell so many and some of them might be a bit of a dud.
So is it important to store them properly, store them dry or
don't even think about it. You just use it, bundle it all up, wrap it up, put it in like a cheesecloth bag, pop-up bucket, chuck it in.
Okay.
It's just so small and compact.
It is a compact, like we're probably talking 20 centimeter again, like kind of package.
An Explorer socks.
It's you know what I mean?
It's literally a cable hose. Yeah, exactly yep. right. And the pump, yep. as I said, is a bit smaller than your fist. And then when you combine that with a pop-up bucket, which is just flat, like a couple of dinner plates stacked on each other, yep. that's sort of,
so I think
it's quite small.
This is a good option if you think you want to try a better shower setup, maybe mm-hmm. get a shower tent.
Mm-hmm.
If we go to the gas heated options that we'll talk about next, it's a bit more of an investment.
Yeah.
This is a good way to give it a go.
Yep.
These will hang in a shower tent, depending on which shower tent you get. Some of them aren't as good for hanging things as
yeah.
others. The ones with the little loop in the corner are yep. probably better for the shower rose rather than the middle because you think about the shower rose kind of points out at an angle anyway. But these are a really affordable way to just have a set up a shower in your campsite.
I think they're also really good for people who, like, you know how you can get those hose things that you plug onto your tap in your bath at home and it just gives you something to have water? They can be good for that. Like if you have, when my kids were little, you know, you can get those $10, they're like a, I don't know, 50 litre trugs from Big W or something, plastic trugs. We used to fill that up with warm water with a bath and just pop the shower in. So there was a bit of a shower rose and it would just recycle same water while your kids were in there to give them a really good bath.
Yep.
It's just a really simple, easy thing.
Yep.
Especially if you like doing the pom wash, just having that hand-held shower head to just wash everything off you at the end.
Yeah.
Just, it's quite easy.
Quite handy. That's quite a good point. I've never used them. Some of these are... there's more complex versions of these setups. We don't have them, but I've seen one that's got a shower base that collects the water and then just keeps recycling it through. Yeah. So I think you do need to be conscious of just how dirty the water is because you're putting that dirty water back through the pump.
Correct,
I would imagine you would probably want to get most of the dirt off before you jump in there and then have a freshen up afterwards.
Yeah. But again, like I said, we've used ours in a range of different situations and never had an issue. And I think they're really good. They're just a really compact, handy thing to just have on hand.
Mm-hmm. So 12, 240 volt or the gas heated option. So these are the, sorry, have you finished on the 12?
Yes, simple I have. I was just thinking, have we covered everything on that? But yeah, of course you need your own bucket and, you know, or water vessel when you need to heat your own water.
And both of those previous options are good ways to understand how much water you use with the shower as well. Then you go back home and you start to, your kids have been standing in the shower for 20 minutes and they've had a shower outside for 5 minutes and it's gone through a 20-litre bucket, you start to think, how many 20-litre buckets do you think you just put down the drain there?
Correct.
And how much do you actually need
to wash? Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly
right. So the deluxe versions, the 12, 240 volt gas heated options, which are, so we've got Smart Tech, but Companion have also got their Aqua, is it Aqua? Aqua Heat, that's their shower, which is
they used to do Aqua Cube, but that's now right, the new one's Aqua Heat.
I was thinking of their heater, Aero Heat, which is kind of built on the same set of chassis, but this is the water heating option. And that seems to be quite a reliable option, the Companion one. Smart Tech is really good too. I think there's a few little finicky ways around how you got to follow the process when it starts, but when it is working, it works really well.
There are other brands, like I think Julka, which we used to stock ages ago, but now you can only get that elsewhere. And I think Coleman used to do one called HWOD, Hot Water on Demand or whatever. Right, and I've still seen a few of them floating around, even though they're discontinued.
They were finicky too.
Yeah, but they all work on the same premise.
Yep.
Gas connection, power connection, instant hot water system.
Yeah, and GasMate, I don't know if they've still got theirs, but they've got one of
them. Oh, yeah, they did, GasMate,
So the Julka, which we sold before, we can't talk much about what they're like now.
Because that was years ago when we had them.
We got Smart Tech in, which is, both brands will say they're better than each other, but they do the same thing, basically. They kind of look like a unit that you would permanently mount somewhere, but gas laws here in Australia don't allow you to permanently mount that. Yeah. It's got to be hung somewhere, but they do have all sorts of brackets and things. So you can just take it out of storage, hang it on a bracket in your campsite if it's on the tow bar of your trailer or something like that and set it all up.
It's a good point that you're talking about hanging them because the Smart Tech ones, for example, need to be hung because all the hose connections and pump connections and everything go in the base of it. Mm-hmm. But something like the Companion Aqua Heat sits on the ground where the hose and everything goes on the side. So that's something to consider when you're looking at hot water systems like this is whether or not you want to hang it because if you're tent camping, you might not have somewhere so you can get a stand.
Yep.
Or you could go with something like the Aqua Heat, which just sits on the ground.
And they're too heavy to hang on a shower tent, and I probably wouldn't want to hang it on a shower tent anyway because you've got the fabric next to flames and things. But
they are the benefit of them as well is that they're not a shower; they're a hot water system that you have a shower thing connected to, which means. If you're someone who, you know, like you're doing dishes and stuff like that, you just bam, hot water into your dishes. Like anytime you need a hot water, if you could even just make a cup of tea with it, realistically.
Well, they sell adapters so you can basically have a what do you call it? A junction, or I can't think of the name right now.
Like anyway, a splitter.
So you can have your hot water coming out. One direction goes to your shower setup. The other direction goes to your kitchen setup. So they are made as a hot water system, which is I guess a companion one you could potentially do the same, but it's more of a shower.
Yeah.
SmartTex is a system, but yeah, you do need to put it upright. So you're going to have somewhere. And when you talk about costs, you're going from sort of like the initial ones we talked about, you're talking sub $50 for setup.
Yep.
We're going up to $200 to $300 setup for these gas or 240 volt options.
More expensive, heavier, bulkier, but it's convenient.
Yeah.
So I think it just depends on the style of camping that you're doing and potentially also even, the size of your family or who you're camping with.
Yep.
Because if you do have a lot of kids or younger kids, or maybe you're camping with somebody who isn't, like sometimes we get comments from people like, oh, my partner's not really into camping. Like, how can I make them be more interested in it? Sometimes people who resist camping, it's because they're a creature comfort person.
Yeah.
So something like this is a really good option to be able to provide that instant hot water. It's definitely a luxury. But I think that the things that you need to consider is that if you're using a gas stove and you're also got your gas hot water system, how much extra gas do you need to take? And you can get things like a double adapter for your gas bottle, and you always obviously need to be extra cautious when you're putting adapters on your gas bottle for leaks and things like that. But you could have gas connected to your stove and gas connected to your hot water system. It's not necessarily like you're going to have to be swapping around all the time.
So it's a step up with the three stages here. The first one doesn't really require any solar, like you don't need 12 volt or gas. Second one, you need 12 volt or somewhere to heat the water. Third one, you need both 12 volt or 240 volt and gas. Adds more to the setup.
Yeah. And I guess the other thing with the more higher end options is that you do have the option of temperature control as well. So you're not necessarily just cranking your gas to boil water, and you have the option of selecting how much, like how hot the water is going to be coming out the other end.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you, maybe not because of how limited your whole showering thing is, but you boil some water and then you put the bucket in and you're ready to go, and then you're like, oh shit, like that's too hot. And then you have to add more water in, and then it sort of gets too cold. And sometimes that getting that right balance can be a bit of a pain in the butt. But temperature control on those.
Yep.
The other thing to consider, which is a really common question, is not all hot water systems will connect straight to mains water.
Yes.
So like the companion aqua heat, for example, you can't connect mains water to that because the pressure of mains water is just too high.
And that's all.
Whereas the SmartTex, you can.
Yep. And that's all to do with the safety of the speed that the water flows through the system to maintain the temperatures, because they got to stick to maximum temperature outputs and flame failures and all sorts of smarts inside.
Yeah. And also things like, for example, the Aqua Heat has a pump on it, which is just a little bit too big for jerry cans.
Oh, yeah.
So
I don't know why.
And it's been like that for a long time. Yeah. And it would be good if they could make it a bit smaller, but you can't put it in a jerry can. So that's something that you also need to consider about your water source and how you're going to be able to provide it.
Also flow rate, you got a bit more flexibility with flow rate with these higher end options. I know with the SmartTex you can get like a 2.4 litre per minute pump and then a 6 litre per minute pump, or is it 4 and 6, I think. Anyway, you can upgrade the pump.
You've got
more capacity.
And I think that's something to consider as well if you're not going to be taking your own water. If you want to shower from, say, a river or a dam or something, you have that. You might need to pump water over a certain amount of distance. Mm. So like, SmartTex, the two pump options, they have got, okay, well, it will pump up to X 7 meters over or 10 meters distance over a 7 meter rise or something like that. So there are other things that you need to take into consideration as well.
Where in the companion one, you need the water source right next to the unit. So many variables there, but hopefully that gives a bit of a brief on how you can upgrade your shower system.
Yeah, for sure. So
touch on shower tents.
Shower tents. There's a couple of different sort of options available. You can have those pop-up ones with a like bendy noodle wire inside the frame.
That no one can get back into the bag.
I don't know if I've told I feel like I might have told this story on the podcast once, but one time when I was in the store at Keswick, this old mate comes in. He was like this little old dude, and he come in and he's got, one of those pop-up shower tents under his shoulder, and he's walked in and then he just throws it on the ground in front of the desk and he's like, can somebody bloody fold this up? It took me hours and hours on the riverbank and I nearly threw it down the river. It was like, he was so mad. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. But yeah, once you do it, it's easy.
It's a muscle memory thing. It's I've got a kids have got a similar thing, but it's like a combi tent thing that I've had at home.
Yeah.
And for ages I kept looking back at the YouTube video because I'd only pack it up once every like 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then I started doing it more often and now I just grab it and give it a flick and put it back in the bag. Yeah. It's just, I don't know, I can't explain how it happens. You just kind of get this feeling, oh, there we go, it's rolled up.
I feel like it's one of those, you know, you get those little logic puzzle things that you can get from a game shop or whatever. You sit there for hours trying to work out how it works. But then as soon as something clicks in your mind, it's easy.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't matter how many times you watch someone else do it.
Yeah.
It's not until you actually find that sweet spot yourself and it all just makes sense.
Because it gets emotion, right? You start to feel, you go, oh, we're moving and we're folded. You just kind of got to go with the movement of the frame.
Yes, but be mindful because they can be a nightmare.
Practice at home.
Practice before you leave.
But they don't really hold any weight though. So you can't really hang anything off that. It's literally a change room or somewhere for you to go and have privacy. Your bucket shower or something in there. So
yeah, that'd be okay to use if you were using those lightweight 12-volt showers or potentially if you have a hot water system on a stand where the only thing you need to worry about is the physical shower head. Mm-hmm. But other than that.
Or underneath a suspended bucket in a tree or something like that. Some of them don't have a roof.
Some of them don't have a roof. So be mindful of that because if you buy one with a roof for that purpose, you might not be able to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You have your Instant Up or your frame shower tents.
Which have got more rigid poles on the sides.
Yeah. Yep. And you can get single room or double room one of those. So double rooms can be good if you want to set up a toilet on one side and the shower on the other, or if you want to have a shower space and then set up your second room as a dry changing area. Mm-hmm. A lot of them come with accessories like towel rails and hooks and like pockets for your shampoo and your conditioner or your loo paper or things like that. So
dry
just
areas for your like a plastic PVC sheet.
Oh yeah, to cover
your clothes to keep them dry.
So just be sort of aware if you're looking at a tent like that, how much like the weight and pack size when you're adding it into your kit and the sort of features that are available with those to sort of make it worth your while.
So Coleman, Daichi have got one. Well, Coleman have got two sizes. Daichi have got one. Smartech do their own.
Oztrail have one. Zenpai do a single room one that is more.
It's a little bit different. It's like a rocket.
Yeah,
that
it's
one.
Sort of rocket shaped. It's very strong. Yeah. It's a really good option, but it's got the fiberglass or composite collapsible poles. It's not like an Instant Up frame one.
I think if you want to hang much weight on these, it's debatable on just how much weight they can take, but you're going to need to put guy ropes and things out as well to make sure it's sturdy.
Yep. And then the other option is your four-wheel drive roof rack type ones that
fold out
and fix like a four-wheel drive awning or something like that onto your car. They can be really handy, I think. And there's a whole range of different ones of those available, different features. Mm-hmm. They generally don't have a floor. They just sort of fold two arms that fold out and it's like a long square tube, I guess, and then you can peg them out at the base.
Benefit being you can mount your shower head off your roof rack, you've got mounting options right next to it.
Yep.
But it's probably the heaviest out of all of these. So
yeah, definitely.
And it's permanently mounted to that spot on your, unless you've got brackets that you can take it on and off.
Oh, yeah, like racks, bracks or whatever.
But 230, I've got one. Camp Boss have got their nudie.
Camp
nudie
Boss do one. Daichi do one. Hardcore do one.
Yep.
I think the Hardcore one actually comes with a roof and a floor. And they're both removable.
Right.
So, yeah, check out the features of those as well. So the only other things to consider, which I've got here to make a note of to wrap the episode up, is things like pop-up buckets because they are great space savers and really handy to add into your shower setup.
Yep. Buckets or tubs, just something that, that packs down small, easy to store then rather than a – rigid bucket.
Correct. Yep.
And hold the water.
Foam squares. Now, I've always been like, nah, they're not super handy, but they're really handy. Mm. I would definitely recommend getting a pack of, they come in like a pack of four.
Yep.
And they're just like an EVA foam and they've got holes in them. They're excellent to have even just to stand on one under mm-hmm. your shower, but they're also great to put at the foot of your tent or something mm-hmm. with your kids' tents. Like they're very flexible, mm-hmm. worth having some of those in your kit, I reckon.
If the ground's hard too, because you can just put – and a lot of these shower tents do come just with a mesh, like the Austral mesh yep. Ground, or you could use sea gear, I suppose, if you like. I don't think they've got a mat small enough. But those – if it's hard ground, rocky ground or prickles or whatever – you're going to be standing right on that, but the foam mats give that little bit of comfort, I suppose, standing yep. on it. Have you used them, obviously?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they soak up a lot of water? So when you go to pack them away, do they expel the water pretty easily?
Yeah, they don't. They're not like a sponge. Like they do get wet, mm-hmm. but they're not like a sponge. So they dry off pretty quick.
Okay. So you're not packing a dripping wet, spongy.
No.
Okay.
Even if they are wet, you just sort of stand them up on the side and they'll dry out. Pretty quick.
Okay. Yep.
And then the other thing, I've mentioned it a few times and I don't know if we sell it anymore, but Cecil & Co. have a hot water system and there's a few different ones around. You can find them on the internet. It's just a big Galv bucket that sits in a fire mm-hmm. And then you tip cold water in the top in the funnel and it forces hot water out of a spout on the side.
Like so it's just like
a
–
yeah, it displaces the water and it's just a rolling hot water system because obviously cold water drops, hot water rises. Mm-hmm.
This is like what you were talking about before you used to have.
Yeah, except when obviously when I was younger, Nana and Pa used to take a 44-gallon drum. This isn't like that. This is like a 10 – I think 15 litres I think the bucket is.
It's not huge.
But, yeah, it can just sit there and you just keep it topped up and if you don't use the water, you don't use the water.
Good for winter camping if you do have that rolling fire set up and you're not having a bonfire every night, but just a functional fire and you can just keep the water warm for days.
Definitely. Yeah.
Cool.
So that's about it for our episode on showers when you're camping or adventuring. So it'd be really great to know what your shower setup is as well if you've made it this far in the episode.
Send us some photos in the Facebook group if you've got good ideas.
Love that.
Yep. And any questions, let us know too, the Facebook group.
Absolutely.
Check out, if we don't put links in the products, I think, links to the products, I think we've described them pretty well, but there's a whole category on camp showers on our website. So check it all out.
Check out our show notes and we will see you next fortnight.
Thanks for watching.
Catch see you next later. Time.
Bye.